This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
I watched a movie where Kurt Russell gets robbed one time and accidentally unlocks the most terrifying clingy cop in cinematic history. This is Movie Torture with Brad, where I watch movies you probably shouldn't. Break them down, spiral a little, and figure out if they're actually worth it. Or if they should have stayed on the shelf. Let's get into it. Okay, so this movie stars Kurt Russell as Michael Carr, Madeline Stowe as Karen Carr, and this is prime Madeline Stowe, by the way. I mean, this was her peak. Ray Liotta, who's good in everything, but he brings the creepiness as Officer Pete Davis. He's an unstable nightmare cop, right? I mean, he's terrible. Well, let's get into this. So the movie starts simple. Michael and Karen just live a normal suburban life in 1992. Nice house, nice marriage, nice neighborhood. Then one night, somebody breaks into their house. And honestly, the opening robbery scene feels real uncomfortable because the movie immediately taps into your home isn't safe anymore. And that's fear because we don't want to go to bed worrying about this. Home invasion movies, man, they hit you different because there's something terrifying about somebody standing in your house. Like, you pay your bills here, right? You take your dumps here. This is what happens. This is your domain. That's your microwave. And now we're going to enter Pete Davis. This cop shows up, and this is one of those cops, Officer Pete Davis. He is played with unsettling charisma from Ray Liotta. You got to see this. He seems cool at first, helpful, friendly. He's confident. But you know what? Kurt Russell has a hot wife. So here's that's going against him. If he had a solid four, as we say on Movie Torture, Pete's probably not hanging around. But, you know, she's like a nine, so he's definitely going to kick it. His eyes are already saying, this man will absolutely ruin somebody's life. That's what he's thinking. He's going to ruin it. Karen, she says, he seems nice. Audience, no, he doesn't. I mean, we know that. Ray Liotta had permanent, I might snap at Applebee's energy. And I love that I bring Applebee's up in every episode. So anyway, Michael befriends Pete. Now, Michael feels powerless after the robbery. I mean, he does. And Pete starts bonding with him. He takes him on ride-alongs, which I've always wanted to do. Talks tough, acts like, I'll protect your family. And honestly, Kurt Russell plays it perfectly because Michael wants to trust him. See, men love that I got a guy energy. The second Pete starts acting protective, Michael's brain goes, finally, we got some competence around here. With the police. Meanwhile, Pete is basically auditioning to become the emotionally dangerous Batman in Michael's life. And then Pete gets way too comfortable. He starts showing up constantly. I mean, he's calling Karen. He stops by uninvited. He's lingering awkwardly. And then the movie does something smart. He never goes full psycho immediately. He just slowly becomes too involved, which we all know those people, which honestly feels more realistic and creepy. See, this is weaponized just checking in. He acts like I'm just trying to help, but meanwhile, he's emotionally moving into their marriage. He can't just do the checking in all the time. And he uses the police energy, right? He uses that police energy. He's a manipulative ex-boyfriend. Then there's the alley beating. You know, Pete tracks down the burglar, and instead of arresting him, he drags Michael into an alley, and he savagely beats the guy in front of Michael. At this point, I'm like, it's a little excessive, it was me. And Michael says, I think this is excessive. And Pete says, this is friendship. I'm like, what? I wonder if Jacob would do that for me. Like, if I needed to beat somebody up, he would beat him up. And I'd say, Jacob, that's excessive. And then he would go, Brad, this is friendship. I'd be like, what? See, this is where Michael realizes, oh, this dude is not normal. Then Karen starts noticing. You know, she gets a little uncomfortable too, because Pete starts acting less like a cop and more like emotionally possessive neighborhood surveillance. And the compliments get weird. The visits get weird. Everything gets weird. Trust me, he has no boundaries. He acts like, your wife smiled politely at me once, so now we're spiritually connected. That's terrifying. Then Michael starts to do the old pull away. He finally tells Pete, hey man, stay away from my family. And Pete takes this about as well as a raccoon getting hit with a broom. He is not enjoying it. Meaning, absolutely not well. Pete plants drugs. The movie goes full nightmare mode. Pete plants cocaine in Michael's truck. Suddenly, Michael gets arrested. And this part's infuriating, honestly, because Pete knows exactly how to weaponize authority. This is why this movie works. Pete isn't scary because he's physically intimidating, but he is. He's scary because the system trusts him, man. He's a cop. That's what makes this movie uncomfortable. Michael just can't call the cops. The cop is the problem. Then Karen, she starts doubting Michael. She's like, what's happening? Not because she likes Pete, but because the evidence looks real. And she's like, whoa, you doing cocaine? And Pete's like, absolutely exploits the crack in the marriage instantly. Imagine this conversation, Pete. I'm here for you. No, get out of the house. And the man hovers around Karen like he's smoke, man. Then Roy Cole finally gets in. New Roy Cole, Pete's partner, slowly realizes, yeah, this dude's insane. And Roy's honestly the only competent person left. He starts gathering evidence against Pete, which means immediately he's doomed. This is what I don't get. Never investigate the villain alone. Movie rule number 47. If you quietly gather evidence against a crazy person, you're about to die. So you know what happens to Roy? Boom, killed. Pete kills Roy. And at this moment, this is where the movie fully drops all remaining safety, because now Pete has nothing holding him back. No partner, no accountability, no sanity, just obsession. But you know what? Kurt Russell's big, man. Michael fights back. Michael tries desperately to expose Pete, but nobody believes him because Pete's a respected officer. Kurt Russell plays the desperation really well because Michael slowly realizes normal rules no longer apply. And Kurt Russell, man, he looks tired in this movie, man. This movie, man, spends the whole film looking like he hasn't slept since the robbery. Honestly, understandable. Final home invasion, Pete finally snaps completely. He breaks into Michael and Karen's house, armed and fully unhinged, and Ray Liotta goes full psycho mode here. The charm disappears. The fake friendliness disappears. Now he's just obsession with a badge. Yeah, imagine that. Pete, I love you, Karen. And Karen's like, you need prison. That's what you need. Honestly, correct response. Final fight, Michael races home, and the ending becomes a brutal, desperate fight inside the house. And let me tell you, two exhausted men just trying to survive, and eventually, Mike kills Pete, which honestly feels like triumphant, and more like, you know, escaping a nightmare. That's what it sounds like. This movie's tense, it's creepy, it's grounded, and it's carried hard by Ray Liotta, because Pete is terrifying precisely because he seems believable. He's not a cartoon villain. He's the kind of guy who slowly inserts himself into your life until it's too late. And Ray Liotta plays that perfectly. He smiles in the movie like a wolf pretending to work customer service. And you know that's not good. Would I survive? No. The second he started casually showing up uninvited, I'm going to have him moved out. I just can't do that. Movie torture, movie gold. This is movie gold. If you get a chance, watch it. I think it's on Tubi. Oh man, it's so good. Unlawful Entry. I love it. I love this movie. It's a slow burn. It's still good. It still holds up after all these years. I'm telling you. I love it. Hey, if you like this, make sure you like and subscribe. Follow along. Hit me up. And my name is Brad, and I'll see you next time on Movie Torture.